Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alarma. We're in program number 370. If you'd like a copy of this program, at the end of the program, Shane will tell you four different ways that you can receive one. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape copy. It's free, all of them, and postage and handling is free as well. So we have some teaching today, a lot of Bible teaching. And a lot of, mainly it's truth, 100% truth. It will make you to know how deficient you are in the Lord, because we're getting into things that a lot of people don't know anything about. Anything that you're doing that is opposite of the Lord is considered witchcraft. And a witch is a person that is disobedient to the Lord. That's the description of it in the Bible, but a witch is a sorceress or a sorcerer, a man or woman who have dealings with the devil or evil spirits, an ungodly man or woman, and the women are considered hags. Okay, you don't have to be a woman to be a witch. Any disobedient person to the Lord is a witch. And if you're an enchanter, that's a person who enchants, or especially by supposed use of magic, magicians, people like that. Necromancer, this is a person that is a supposed predictor of the future by the supposed communication with the dead. Witchcraft is the same thing as witchcraft. A wizard is a sorcerer, a magician, a person of what most people would consider remarkable powers, somebody that conjures up stuff, or a con artist, and a divination, a person that divines is supposed insight into the future or the unknown, gained by the supernatural means. I'll talk to you more about that, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name. We see all these different television shows and games that children are playing today that they think it's fun, and they think that it's fun to delve into the supernatural satanic spirit of necromancy or being a wizard or divination or being a witch or dealing in witchcraft like some of these supposed to be. And the parents don't know anything about it. They let their children get deep into the black, evil, spiritual powers of Satan. And Lord, we pray that you open up the minds, the hearts, the souls, the only ones that really have knowledge of the future, the true future. There are some things that these people can tell, but it's only because of the fact that the Lord, in some way or another, is involved with it. Like, for instance, when I was taken over to this woman's house by this older man who was the head of Water and Power in Cleveland, and his wife, they wanted to see what my future had been because they thought I was some wizard, like a person that promotes things and everything like that very well. And when I went there, she did predict part of my future, but that was outside of the Spirit of the Lord, because they can't do that unless God involves himself with it. Like when Saul went to this witch to find out what was going to happen to him, how the battle would go the next day with his son Jonathan and himself and his army, and the witch became frightened out of her mind because God brought up Samuel during her seance. And she was afraid because she had never experienced anything like that before. And so anyone that would... And he told Samuel told her that he told him that he was going to die the next day and his son. And so they can do that, but only when God involves himself with it. And she told me just a few things that would happen. She told me that I would not be at my mother's funeral or my dad's funeral. And she told me when my mother would die. And it was the Lord telling me that to show me that there definitely is supernatural powers, because I didn't believe in God or the devil. But, you know, anybody in their right mind, even the police forces today, Father, use divinations from these satanic people to find different bodies that have been murdered. And sometimes you get involved with it because you want the person brought to justice. But it isn't any power of the devil, or is no power, because the devil doesn't have any power. You have far more power. And the scriptures that I'm going to be reading today, Father, that you've given me, are from the book of Daniel and from the book of Deuteronomy and other places in Exodus. In the Bible, it shows that the magicians and these soothsayers and necromancers and all these people are limited with their power. But the Bible shows that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had far more wisdom, 10 times more wisdom than any of these enchanters. And that that Daniel had far more power over all the magicians and everyone, because none of them could tell the king what his dream was. Only Daniel was able to tell him, and he wouldn't even be able to tell at all unless you told Daniel what the man's dream was and what the dream meant. So, Father, I ask that you will open the minds, the hearts, the spirits, the souls of every person in Radio Land, the unsaved and the saved, so that their wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the Word of God will become more complete, and that they will keep away from all these satanic, spiritualistic type things, because if they don't, then they will be considered to be a witch, and you will not suffer a witch to enter the kingdom of heaven. We must rely on the higher power which is you, Father, and we ask that souls will be saved and that the church be strengthened in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
And here's one of my very favorite singers of all time, gospel singers. Really, anyone that sings anything other than gospel to me is just wasting their time. You know, they're singing about some female or some guy or something like that, or a weekend in Canada and all this stuff. But this is Fay Sprigman, fantastic, rich baritone voice with a heart put behind it. It's called, you know, we have to ride on, and right here, just continue on to the end, or we'll be lost. We have to stay away from all ungodly things, all ungodly thoughts, all ungodly disobediences, because disobedience to God is the same as a hag, a witchcraft, a witch. And this is Fay Sprigman singing it. We got to ride on, and he says, "Ride on, King Jesus."
Hinder me, but now.
people that are really in the Lord and are doing everything, they're staying away from all these witchcrafts, their own thoughts, their own sympathy that Satan makes them believe that they have. Some people have been raised in such a chintzy way that they think that anything that you spend on God is a crime. Or if you receive anything from God like David did, or King Solomon, King Solomon just wanted to get wisdom from God, not riches. And therefore God gave him more riches than anything. And if anybody despised the riches that he got, I'm not, you know, comparing myself with King Solomon by any means, because as far as riches are concerned, in comparison to him, I'm a piker. You know, he used to sacrifice hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of cattle. And I think I don't even own one cow, okay? And so, you know, it's not that, but it's just if he gives you something or if he makes you walk in a poverty way, God has different walks for different people. The Apostle Paul knew how to be abased and how to abound. He knew how to, the way that people used to talk, you know, he knew how to really rough it without money, and then he knew how to have lots of money. So, you know, the most dangerous part of that we could ever get into is where we get a lot of money, if that ever happens, for so much that you could do just about anything that you want to do. Like, for instance, I've been offered a big casino just the other day and hotel in Las Vegas, and I rejected it. Even if I had enough money to buy the thing or to take it over even, I'd reject it because I'm in the ministry. I'm not going to be in any casino business like the Mormons are, because there's all kinds of prostitution around there, people getting drunk, people losing their money. It's like, you know, there's all kinds of shows with semi-nude women and men. I don't want anything to do with that. But I was offered that casino in Las Vegas, and it's a hotel primarily. So, you know, the Bible talks about us in the Old Testament about an offering that where it was meal, like fine flour, and then they poured the oil into it. Well, the meal was representative of human beings, and the oil is meant that God being mixed with the human spirit. So the type of the meal offering, the Lord Jesus was the fine flour, because he was a human being. He actually, his real name in the spirit is God, or the Holy Spirit. But while he was here on earth, his name was called Jesus, the Lord, Lord Jesus. So he was the fine flour. He was in humanity. And then divinity was mingled into humanity. So it was mingled, this symbolically meant the oil. In other words, divinity. That's oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So the fine flour is Jesus in his humanity, just as we are. And he was mingled with the oil, which is divinity. In other words, he was the Son of Man and also the Son of God, or God, or the Holy Spirit. The fine flour, again, is humanity mingled with this Holy Spirit. And it meant that he, even though he was in a human body, he kept the Holy Spirit flowing through him so that he wasn't tempted into any other kind of life than the oil, the Holy Spirit kind of life, so that he could be the center of all those that felt the same way as him, all the other human beings that would accept the Lord God, Lord Jesus Christ, with God the Father, the Holy Spirit in them. And we're not to allow anything other than our humanity being mingled with the Holy Spirit. We're not to take on divining or our own ideas, which is like leaven. It's like poison. It's like evil to have our own ideas and our own inventions. So humanity is mingled with the Holy Spirit, and that's the way to get into the kingdom in heaven. The oil is the Holy Spirit, or divinity today, with the Spirit of Jesus. There is a mixing or a mingling of divinity with humanity. And so that's why the Lord tells us to stay away from every evil thing. Fornication, adultery, even you can commit adultery with your eyes. I mean, if you're looking at somebody and flashing them a kiss with your eyes, letting them see it, or if you're using body language with the idea of enticing people, using enchantments with your body language to mix evil into their human spirit rather than to be a lady or a man of God and to not entice them, but to let them hear the gospel. So the mixing or the mingling of divinity within the human body, within humanity. The mingling of the Holy Spirit with the human spirit. So if you are experiencing the Spirit of Jesus in a proper way, you will feel his him very much in your human spirit, in a pure way. Not, you know, for when you're listening to a message, oh, you get so humble and you bow your head, and then you go back out on the streets, you hit the bricks, and there you are again, doing the same thing that Satan wants you to do, rather than allowing the oil, the Holy Spirit of God, going through your body. I see this evil on television all the time, and people laugh and applaud at it, but they are so ignorant because they don't know that there's a judgment bar of God, and whether they want to see God or not, they're going to see him, and they're going to be judged by him, because all of God's ways are judgment. And he's going to judge you by the way that the Bible talks about. You have to be a living, holy sacrifice unto the Lord, not mingled with any evil thing at all, just the humanity with the human spirit in a pure way with the oil, according to the high standard of who? The high standard of God. Yeah. Amen? Well, when the Holy Spirit is mingled or mixed into your human spirit, you'll find that the Holy Spirit within your human spirit is the strength for you to be able to bear all kinds of sufferings. If you're going through a lot of problems and you're just about ready to fall away, you haven't surrendered your whole life unto the Lord, because if the oil is mingled into you, the Spirit of God, he causes you to be able to go through any kind of suffering, all and all, every kind. And you'll do it tenaciously. There won't be anything that can stop you. No man can hinder me. Amen. No man, no dirty, filthy spirit can hinder me. I'm going to ride on with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So it wasn't too long ago when I was placed in the prison for the gospel's sake. Well, before I went to prison, I was in the jail over in, I believe it was out in Fayetteville someplace. And there was some government agents that wanted to come in and see me. And so the warden came to my and called me, and for righteousness' sake, I was in there for doing the will of the Lord. So I did. I went into the cell with them, and I thought, well, they're gonna really give me the business in there. Two real tall, big guys. And so I asked them, "What do you want me for? What do you want to talk to me for?" And they were really tall guys, big guys, and dressed in the very nice suits. They were. They told me that we just wanted to meet you, man, because we can't believe all the things that you've gone through. It's very hard for us to, we just admire your tenaciousness. You just never give up. You never stop serving the Lord. We just want to shake your hand. So these government agents were impressed with my stand. So, you know, if you're willing to go through hellfire and brimstone, just all kinds of fire that the devil dishes out here on this earth, you're going to take a lot of people to the kingdom of heaven with you. All right?
Amen.
And it's just like in one time there was this person that told me of a testimony of these Germans. They march into a church, and they said, "We're going to kill everybody in here. But everyone that doesn't want to be killed, everyone that will recant the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, leave, and you'll be able to go free. So the people, a bunch of them left, and there was only about two or three of them left, and they were willing to die and not recant. And the soldiers put down their gun and says, "Hi, brothers and sisters, we just wanted to get all the riffraff out of here. We just wanted to get all the phonies out of here before we came in, because we figured they'd turn us into the German commandant." Okay? So that's a really good thing about being a Christian. It's the Holy Spirit that's in my human spirit, the oil that's in me, which is the meal, that gives me the strength to bear every kind of suffering, all kinds of persecution on a day-to-day basis. If anyone ever tires of doing this, then you cannot make it into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible tells us that those that endure to the end, endure by the power of the oil, the Spirit of God within our human spirit, we that endure to the end shall be saved. That doesn't say at all, if we fall before the end, that you'll be saved. You say, well, how are we to keep ourselves in the Spirit? The way you do it is just to stay in the Spirit by reading the Word of God, which is Spirit and life. The Bible says, Jesus said, "My words, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. And man does not live alone, by bread alone, but by every word, every single word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God." And if you doubt that, and if you say, "I don't care, my flesh is just too powerful, my desires for this world are far more powerful than the desires for the Holy Spirit to guide and lead me and give me power and strength," well, then you're a loser, and you don't complain when you go to hell. We have to pray. If you pray and read the Word, this tells us, the Word tells us to pray always and to pray without ceasing. While the Lord was on earth, He was always going through all kinds of different tribulations and trials and rejections. He suffered. He had to suffer the stupidity of human beings. They're just too unbelievably stupid. And people that have been around the Word of God for so long, there's just no excuse for human stupidity. Because all you need to do to have perfect peace and a sound mind is just to surrender yourself completely to the Word of God, to the Holy Spirit. He suffered every minute of the day. He was here. The suffering element, the power to be able to go through the suffering, the capacity to suffer, all this is in the Spirit of Jesus. The ability to do this is all in the Holy Spirit of Jesus, because Jesus is the one who went through it all. So it was in His human spirit, with the Spirit of God, of course, in Him more than anything else. When you have the Holy Spirit, the Word of God in you, moving within you, you will have a sense that there is the strength, the power of God in you, which a lot of people call grace. The grace of God, by the grace of God, the power of God, the strength of God, I'll be able to make it. Amen?
Amen.
Because it's the strength, the power, the grace of God that holds the world up and the entire universe. The ability, the capacity to endure all things, everything, all sufferings. When you are filled with the Lord's Spirit, the Word of God, you are able to bear all things and endure all things. This is the divine Holy Spirit mixed or mingled with your human spirit, which is our joy, our happiness, and our peace. When we know that we're able to go through anything, even a firing squad. And some of you say, "Oh, I don't want to belong to any religion where I'm going." This isn't a religion, it's salvation. And if you could only see the kingdom of heaven the way it really is, and if you could see the Lord and the way things are up there, you wouldn't at all mind going up there. A firing squad, what is that? It's like a bullet, or like a cigarette burn, and you're there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, I just love the idea of that. Not only this, but many times when we are in the Holy Spirit, we always have to be in the Holy Spirit, we feel or sense something else within us, which is the resurrection power, which actually is living in us, energizing us, strengthening us, and giving power to us. Well, right now we have a couple of testimonies here. Where's the first one through? I'm going to continue on with this in just a few minutes. Okay, go ahead.
First one's from Rialto, California.
Okay.
Dear brother, Pastor Tony Alamo, God bless you. I listen to you every morning for 2 months. I'm hoping I got the address right. Please, can you spell the city slow?
Okay, where's the Texarkana?
Yes.
Spell it for them.
Texarkana.
Texarkana. It's like Texas, Arkansas, and what else?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay, and it borders also near Oklahoma. All right, then what?
I have been a Bible teacher for over 70 years. There is a lot of persecution, false gossip, etc. I used to hear you and your wife when I lived in San Fernando. The drunken religions can no longer see through their glazed eyes because they are embracing the harlot church. In the last 15 years, I have visited about 20 churches. They have part truths. The false prophets have deceived many people.
And right. Well, see, because what I'm talking about is they have allowed something more than the oil to enter into them. They've let witchcraft enter into them, disobedience. And a lot of people think, well, because I do have the oil in me, that I can also let some leaven in, the poison from Satan. They can allow it. And this woman sees it clearly. And I even saw it before I was saved. And I know that I believe everybody out there in the world knows that what I'm saying is the truth. But they haven't, just like my uncle said, everybody knows what you're saying is the truth, but they haven't got the guts to say it.
Amen.
Yeah, they're fearful, and they're unbelieving, and therefore the Bible says they're going to hell, to the lake of fire. All the people that are fearful of the Antichrist, of the stinking devil, I mean, you're afraid of the devil and the Lord has already defeated him? You're out of your mind. Okay, go ahead.
The false prophets have deceived many people and will not accept the prophecies of the Bible or the Ten Commandments. And some.
Well, the Ten Commandments are right in the Bible. That's the moral law. We have to keep the moral law. That never ends. The Lord said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it, to show people in the world that when I'm in my human body, he says, and I've got the oil, the Spirit of God in me, that I can keep the moral law and endure all persecutions, trials, tribulations, whatever. Okay, then what?
And some will not believe there is a Holy Spirit and divine healing.
Well, that's where the leaven comes in. You just have to let the Holy Spirit in. If you let the poison in, I don't care how strong you are, even in the natural, if you're just a natural person, you're Mr. Olympia, you could take poison and die. Well, that's what happens to your spirit. If you take in any kind of witchcraft, necromancy, any type of the things that I've just been talking about, which is divination or necromancy or being a wizard or anything like that. So we have to be careful to not let any enchanter or, you know, these people that are in the world today in the media, they're like enchanters especially or supposed to be magicians. All right, then go ahead.
Most have not repented of their sins.
Yeah, they haven't. They never surrendered themselves unto the Lord. Just because it's a church, I would say 99 and 9/10% of all the churches in the world today are false. They've taken on the devil. They've let the necromancer, the magicians, the wizards get to them and tell them different things that they've received into their spirit. And all we're supposed to do is receive the oil. the Holy Spirit. Isn't that true?
Amen.
The Word of God is the oil. And if you deviate from it at all, then you're a diviner, an enchanter, a con artist, really, a witch, a hag. Then what?
I don't have religion. I am from the people of God. The ministry has to be built on God's Word.
Yes, the Holy Spirit. God's Word is the Spirit, and it is life. Then what?
The religions celebrate satanic holidays that have nothing to do with Christ Jesus or our Heavenly Father.
Right, and they just mingle in all kinds of false doctrine, you know, about the rapture. Rapture, they don't know a word like that in the Bible, but the Lord is going to come and get us immediately after the tribulations, not before the tribulations. We're into the first part of the tribulations right now, and it's going to get worse all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, and there's no global warming. The Bible says that the Lord is going to turn the sun into sackcloth. There'll be a global freezing, is what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Once the sun is blotted out, it's going to be like black. It's going to freeze. So have you noticed there's all kinds of freezing going on? And you listen to a former vice president or somebody that's running for president that there's global warming. I mean, why would you listen to him rather than God? There's going to be a global freezing. Amen?
Amen.
It's in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
Look that up. Okay, then what?
Please send me some of your literature in the next letter. I will send you a check. God bless you forever, Sister Jessie from Rialto, California.
So the Word of God strengthens us. Praise the Lord, Sister. This is really wonderful. The Word of God strengthens us and gives us power. He gives His power to us. Then what? That's the next one from.
From Nigeria, Africa.
Okay.
Pastor Lamo, Calvary greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who made himself of no reputation, but died a death on the cross to save mankind. Grace, which is power, and peace of the Lord be multiplied unto you and your family. It is to the glory of God and for the sake of the Great Commission that I write to thank you and tell you about your literature, which transforms the lives of my people, wins souls for Christ. Many pastors are working with me and need more of the literature. God bless you abundantly as I request for more literature that will help the gospel. Till you allow me and my family to visit your ministry and we meet face to face, praise the Lord, Emmanuel from Enugu State, Nigeria. And then he listed an abundance of literature that he wants sent to him.
All right, praise the Lord. So as a matter of fact, I have always felt that the greater that we are depressed or attacked or going through tribulations or anything, or we're depressed or even oppressed, the greater will be the... That'll energize me. That always gives me energy because I feel the Holy Spirit come down and give me extra strength. And I read the Word, and that gives me help too, because it's the same thing, the Holy Spirit. Standing up and the rising up of the Holy Spirit within us. This is the resurrection power that you may not know. You may not have known that resurrection, the resurrection life of Christ is within you today if you surrender your whole life to Him. But if you don't, well, then it's not in you and you're not going to be able to go through trials and tribulations. But if you have experienced experience of the Holy Spirit of Christ, you will have the element of the resurrection power that is in you. You hear a lot of people speaking about the book of Romans. It is wonderful to hear them talking about that book. You will sense in chapter 6 where it states that we must reckon ourselves to be dead. In other words, our old life being taken, our former life gone, dead. Now, dead people never respond to anything but the Holy Spirit. A dead person lying in a casket, there is nothing that they can do. There's nothing that they can say. They have to wait for the Lord to do something with them. I wonder if you would tell one another, your brothers and sisters, if you are really dead by your reckoning, by the way you think. Do you think you're dead? Does anything bother you during the day? Are you resurrected? Are you going, quote, through it, unquote? If you're going through it, you're not dead. You've come down off the cross. You're not resurrected anymore. You have to reckon yourselves to be dead. But do you really believe that you are dead by your reckoning? Most people say that the more they reckon themselves to be dead, the more they seem alive. By the Holy Spirit, you might point out that it is not by reckoning yourself to be dead that you become dead. We have to be in the Holy Spirit, because you are not going to be dead of your former life unless you're in the Holy Spirit. So if you're not in the Holy Spirit, you can't reckon that way. By being in the Holy Spirit, then we are dead to the flesh, to our own ways. Then we are dead to the flesh. The flesh is not in any way bothering us. We're dead to our own ways if we're dead to the flesh. Deciding ourselves to be, or reckoning ourselves to be dead, mentioned in the book of Romans, chapter 6, must be also occupied or realized in the book of Romans, chapter 8. If you reckon yourselves to be dead, as it tells you in chapter 6, that you must do and you don't. So you must do and you don't have Romans 8 with it. You've got to have Romans 8 with it. That's the chapter that you have to walk in. The same as having a recipe book or food locked up. But you don't have any food. You got your pantry all locked up and then you get hungry. You go to the pantry and there's nothing there. Huh? You're going through, it's like you think you have God, you have Christ in your soul. But when the trials and tribulations comes, there's nothing there. There's no power there for you to be able to stand on the power of the Holy Spirit. So you starve to death. It may be a good recipe book with many different recipes that are wonderful, but it is not the food itself that you need to eat in order to keep yourself alive. The food itself is what you need. You absolutely need it. So the food, you could liken that in comparison to the river of water. This is the spiritual food that I'm talking about, the Word of God, which has the Spirit of God in it, which is the Spirit of life. Okay, so we're going to read some scriptures right now from the book of Deuteronomy. Let's see, I think the first one we have here is the book of Exodus, chapter 9, verse 11.
And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils.
Yeah, okay, so the things that Moses was doing, the magicians were trying to imitate, but they had boils on them. And he was causing boils to come upon everything, but Moses didn't have any, but they did. Now, so there's a difference between these soothsayers and wizards and necromancers and magicians and all these things. Now Deuteronomy 18, chapter 18, verses 10 through 13.
There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination.
Okay, that uses divination. Okay, now divination. You're not to use divination, otherwise you're allowing satanic leaven or poison to go into the meal, into your human body, rather than the oil of God. Divination, supposed insight into the future or the unknown, gained by the satanic supernatural. Okay, and then what?
Or an observer of times. Or an enchanter.
An enchanter. Okay, and then what else? Enchanter. Let's see what that is. It's a person who enchants, especially by supposed use of magic. Okay, but you don't let that, you don't get involved with it, you don't let your children see it, you don't look at it, you flee from the very appearance of it. Get away from it because you don't want anything to interfere with the oil or the Holy Spirit that's entering into you, do you?
No.
Okay, then what?
Or a witch.
Okay, now a witch, I've read that before. A witch, you have to stay away from disobedient people. Because if you see them disobeying, that's going to make you really angry, and you should be angry at something like that. Because a witch is a person that doesn't keep the commandments of the Lord. They reject the Lord. It's a sorcerer. They're like sorcerers or men or women supposed to have dealings with the evil or evil spirits. They're unholy people. Hags, H-A-G, okay, S, then what?
Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits.
This is the same thing, all these. You have to stay away from them, otherwise, you know, there's all these, what's that big TV program that's on, some guy, what do they call that?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter. Don't let your children see that, because what you're doing is leading them right into the mouth of Satan. And there's no chance for them to have the Holy Spirit go into them unless you start preaching the Word, teaching the Word, and doing it in the Spirit, okay? And all these other programs or games that they have in toy stores with these Ouija boards and everything. It looks innocent, that's for sure, but and it looks like fun to see or think you're going to see something from the other side. But the Lord already tells you what's on the other side. Satan, his satanic angels are all condemned. They're going to hell. They know their time is short, and that's why they're causing so much trouble on the earth today. They actually are the ones that founded the Catholic, supposed to church, the world's most cruel cult, and they run the world government. The Bible says that Satan is the one that runs this world government in the world. It's the Antichrist and the media, the majority of the whole media. Okay, then what?
Or a wizard?
Same thing. A wizard. Okay, a wizard is like a sorcerer, a magician, a person of, supposedly, you know, to most people, remarkable powers, a con artist. Somebody that conjures up stuff, and you believe it. You're not to believe them, you're to believe the Word of God. He says, don't do that or else you won't make it into heaven. Okay, what else?
Or a necromancer.
Oh, necromancer. We did that too. It's the prediction of the future by supposed communication with dead people. You're not to communicate with the dead. The dead know nothing. They don't know that you're praying to them. Mary doesn't know that you're praying to her. You're against, that's like a supernatural poison going into your soul if you're so disobedient to God to do something like that. This is also witchcraft, disobedience to God. And that's what got the human race into it in the first place, is by Adam and Eve's disobedience. Okay, now Daniel chapter 1, verse 20. Now this will tell you that the people of the Lord are 10 times smarter. 10 times smarter than these people involved in witchcraft. Because the magicians couldn't tell the dream of... There was a king there that had a dream of... something about these cows, and no one of his magicians or necromancers or anybody could figure it out. And they told the king that there's nobody on earth that could figure that out, and no king would ever ask his people to do that or else he'd kill them. But this king said, I know that you can interpret the dream if you can tell me what the dream was, but if you can't tell me what that dream is, then you would certainly not be able to interpret it. Okay, but go ahead now. Read where these four Hebrew children were smarter than all the people he had.
And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm.
He found who? Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all Jews. Found them 10 times better than all of his magicians and who else?
And astrologers.
Yes, okay. Now we're going to turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 20. This is going to tell you how that the people of God that really know God, that are in the Spirit of the Lord, in other words, for the meal, which is humanity, is being pumped full of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit, the oil. Daniel 1:20. Go ahead, read it.
And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them.
Okay, this is talking about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the prophet Daniel. And then to read this, what you just read.
And the king communed with them. And
communed with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then what?
And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them.
Okay, wisdom and understanding is so important. The world doesn't have any of that at all today. The Bible says that they're dead in their sins and trespasses, and that the dead know nothing. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did what? Read that verse again, the last verse you read.
In all matters of wisdom.
And everything according to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Then what?
That the king inquired of them. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm.
Okay, the magicians and astrologers were supposed to be the smartest people in the world. And there's so many magicians and astrologers today, and the people that are not magicians and astrologers, magicians and astrologers, as I told you earlier in the message here, are of the devil. And the rest of the people in the world are not nearly as smart as these satanic ones, more satanic than the rest of the population. But the people of the Lord, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, are 10 times wiser, more understanding than anybody in the world. And so the people of this world refuse to listen to people that have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Those that have, say, word like humanity, but we have the Spirit of God, the oil being poured into us, and we are... there's no comparison. I mean, it's because how could you compare the Holy Spirit with any people that are just meal without the oil, the Holy Spirit in them? You don't know anything, the Bible says, because you're dead in your sins and trespasses. Okay, now continue on.
And Daniel continued even into the first year of King Cyrus.
Okay, so... Daniel continued on because the king believed that he was wise enough to do that. And there's another story in the Bible about Joseph. We're not going to go there yet, but there wasn't anybody in his kingdom. Magicians and all these people couldn't tell the interpretation of the king's dream. Only Daniel did. Now, this particular king here wanted to know what his dream was. He saw it, but he couldn't remember it. And so he threatened all his staff, all the magicians, the soothsayers, the necromancers, and all these people. Tell me what the dream said, and if you don't, then I'm not going to believe that you hadn't have the interpretation. They said, well, there's no man on earth that could tell you what that dream means, that you dreamed, and you don't even remember it, O king. He says, there's not a man on earth that could do that. But they brought forth Daniel, and what he did actually in just a few words is broke down all the kingdoms that were on earth and that are ever going to be thereafter, which is even this kingdom, the one world kingdom ruled by Rome, Italy. One of the kingdoms that Daniel mentioned to the king was Rome, but Rome fell, and it was dead. But then what happened is that the Roman Empire rose up, and everybody says that they wondered at this new empire that's over the entire world. It's made out of iron, but part of it is made out of clay, and iron and clay don't mix. So half this kingdom of this world today is strong satanically, but then there's the meal, there's the dirt, the clay, that makes it weak. So 50% of the people in the world do not believe in this kingdom, and 50% do. But the ones that do are the ones that are going to hell in the lake of fire. It's just sad that so many people like that. The Bible says the whole world will be deceived in the last days. Now, the whole world, that's talking about worldly people, people that don't have the Spirit of God. And we're not worldly people. The Bible says that this world is not our home. It's not our home. We're just as pilgrims passing through. We're like sheep among vicious wolves. And so, therefore, we have to walk in the Spirit of the Lord, because if the Lord can predict all the four kingdoms and give them to his servant, Daniel, and if he can tell Joseph what the interpretation of this king's dream was at that time, he actually saved all of Israel and all of Egypt by telling him what that particular dream meant. And God gave Joseph the ability, the knowledge of how to store corn for 7 years, because the first was going to be 7 years of plenty. And he says, tell the king that, and that there's going to be 7 years of famine. And so store up all that corn so that people that would come to you would be, you could feed them, and you could sell the corn. You could sell the corn to your own people and everything. But there wasn't a person on earth other than Joseph, and in the book of Daniel, there was nobody but Daniel that could tell the folks that. And there's nobody, really, but the born-again of the Christians in this whole world that can tell you what is the real future and how soon it is before the Lord's coming back to earth again. And it's coming soon, and the people better repent and not allow any satanic thing to enter into you. Remember, humanity is like meal. The Old Testament has an offering, which is meal mixed with oil. Not with leaven, but with oil. The oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit, and the meal is symbolic of humanity. Jesus was the meal, and the Holy Spirit combined, and he makes us the meal with the Spirit inside of us. And we have to read the Bible, because the Bible is the only thing to follow. We must give ourselves entirely to the Lord. The Lord was a human being, even though he had the oil in him, the Holy Spirit, and he gives us the opportunity to be able to have the oil in us, in other words, to have God living in us. Himself, Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit, that makes us more powerful, more wiser than anyone else on the face of this earth. And you can start out doing this by saying this prayer right now. Say to the Lord, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he rose from the dead. And I believe, I ask you to wash all the filthy sins away, the former sins that are committed away from me, and the precious blood that you shed for me. Lord, I open the door of my heart. Come in. Wash all my former filthy sins away. Give me the resurrection life, the life that has the Spirit in it instead of just this temporal life. Give me you, Lord, with the Father by the Holy Spirit. Everyone, all three of you are one. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Raise your hands. Praise the Lord. Get baptized in water, fully submerged in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I'll tell you how. Now, here's Sharon to tell you four different ways to receive any of my literature, including NACD that I've done before, and especially this program number 370. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape, and make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. Share and tell them.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerhouse message. Right now, let's listen to something that the Lord has instructed to do. He says, pray always, all pray without ceasing. And this is the Life Prayer Song